In these very unusual times, I believe that happiness in the home is of supreme importance. There are many birds and animals that give warmth, enjoyment, and much cheer to our daily lives. But please, do not own a pet if you haven't the time, patience, knowledge, or love to teach your children or yourself to train and care for them properly. It is just not fair to the pet. When training any bird or animal, do not use force. Be gentle and kind, always allowing a pet to first become accustomed to his new surroundings before any instruction. You will know when he is happy in his new environment by his obvious absence of fear. Devoting a few moments to him each day is far better than once or twice a week. Bear in mind that all pets require daily attention in care and feeding, and this should be looked forward to if one really wants and loves a pet. If you now qualify and decide to own one, this may be accomplished by first finding out what pet is best suited to your personality and environment. If your choice is a bird instead of an animal, the following will acquaint you with a variety of songsters from all parts of the world. These may be caged and enjoyed in the home. By contrast, United States native or wild birds are not permitted to be caged. A foreign, domesticated, aviary-bred bird is much easier to train because he also becomes more quickly adjusted to his new surroundings. For instance, a parrot is a never-ending source of amusement and delight. Bambi is a Panama parrot from South America. He talks, whistles, sings, rings bells, plays ball, barks like a dog, cries like a baby, shakes hands, stands on his head, and does all sorts of parrot gymnastics. And believe it or not, he can count from 1 to 5. This was also taped in my shop at Rockefeller Center. Therefore, the cacophonic background.
Hello.
Hello, darling. You're just a beautiful bird. Now, Bambi, you've said hello to me. How do you say hello to your feathered friends?
Hello.
And what do you say to the pretty girls who visit you? I've told our listeners you can bark like a dog. Where's the doggy, Bambi? That's a good boy. Now, Bambi, will you whistle and sing your funny little song for us? Now sing your high note and low note. What happens when you have a tummy ache? Oh, does he have a little pain in his tummy? Now, Bambi, pick up your bell and ring it. Come on now. You have 2 bells there, darling. Ring one. Now ring the other. Good boy. Bambi, would you count for me, please?
1, 4, 5.
Oh, you can do better than that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wonderful, darling. At one time, while I was teaching Bambi to count, he forgot the 4. I reminded him of it, and he actually said to me, "What?" and proceeded to correct himself, but also told me that he was just no good.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, you forgot the 4.
What?
You forgot the 4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wonderful, darling.
I'm just no good. No good.
But you are a very good boy.
Now listen to Bambi imitate the cry of a little baby. He even amazes me. Bambi is a comedian and entertains thousands of visitors who come to Rockefeller Center.